Many years ago, all my stories seem to start out this way. Many years ago, I was in India with some friends, one of whom is a philanthropist, and we went to a leper colony for the day because he was considering funding this place, and it was a kind of crafts colony whereby the lepers lived there in residence and made all kinds of crafts depending on their ability to do so. So we spent a number of hours at this place, being shown around, of course, being well hosted because he was planning to give money, and getting to know the people who ran the place and some of the people who were there in residence. I was struck by the joy in this place. People were happy. They were living together, they were working together and making wonderful things, and they were very happy. Now, if you saw them, if you saw them with our Western eyes, of course, it looked tragic from one point of view. But if you just felt them, it was a place of joy. Well, there was one young woman there who I couldn't take my eyes off because she was so beautiful. She was like a movie star, just a gorgeous, young, beautiful Indian girl. And she was missing all of her fingers. And at the end of the day, we asked to take their picture. And I kind of kept my eye on her. And they all scrambled to kind of get themselves into, they changed their clothes and they wanted to look nice for the picture. So they disappeared for a little while, but I was kind of watching her. And she had a brush in the two palms of her hands, because that's all she had. And she was brushing her long hair with this brush. And when it came time to take the picture, she very carefully placed her hands behind her back and beamed this incredible, beautiful movie star smile, as did they all. And we took their picture. Our happiness, our peace, our joy, our love, our connectedness is really an internal reality. So often we think it's about the externals. We think it's about the stuff of the world, the objects, the experiences. But really it's the inner light that we all share. That's what lights us up. And realization is nothing more, truly nothing more, than the recognition of this light that is your own essential being. It's not a big deal. It's right here. It's right here in all of our eyes. Not far away. Not something you have to practice to get to. It's just right here. Not dependent on circumstance. In fact, these people were in circumstances where it's not that things were bad and were going to get better. Things were going to get worse for them physically. And still they were joyous. So we tune in to this light of being, this presence that's here, this happiness, this not based on circumstance. tune into that. That's your safe port. Circumstances, there's no guarantee. But this light of being, guaranteed. All the time, guaranteed. Flick your attention. It's a flick of attention. That's all that it is. Any moment. You might be in some very stressful situation. Things might be generally hard. You know, circumstantially. I was at the other place tonight, arranging, getting these chairs here, and a wonderful Guatemalan man that the friend who owns that house arranged to help was helping load the chairs, and so we were talking. He doesn't speak much English, and I don't speak much Spanish, but we managed to have a small conversation. And he lives here in LA, but his entire family, all of his family, his wife, his children, everybody lives in Guatemala. And he only sees them every 6 months. But he too had an incredible radiance of being. We live in tremendous abundance. It is incumbent upon us, really, to find this light, to be this light, and to beam it out.